Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, coming to you live from Kenya today. We have been having torrential rains here in Kenya, and besides dealing with the lockdown, it's not specifically a lockdown, it's more of a slowdown related to the coronavirus. We've been having a curfew in at 7 p.m. every night till 5 the next morning. And so in addition to the coronavirus, all the issues surrounding that, we are now dealing with torrential rainfall and flooding just in this area of West Kenya, the two or three counties out here near where I live. Over 100,000 people are now evacuated and homeless. Many of the homes are mud homes. They will not recover. Some of them are washed away completely, and many of them will suffer immense damage, and people will lose their belongings. And so this is also a burden on the people, a tremendous setback for the people. And so we're dealing here in Kenya with not only coronavirus, but now flooding. And also the locusts are still in 20 counties now in Kenya and increasing, mostly in east and northern Kenya. And they are increasing in number and in the intensity of their swarms. And so Kenya is going through a lot of judgments right now and a lot of trial and tribulation. Well, one of the frequently asked questions surrounding the coronavirus, many people are wondering, is this a sign of the end times? And beloved, I believe it is. I believe Jesus speaks about this in Matthew 24, which is probably the most comprehensive chapter, Matthew 24 and 25, the most comprehensive chapters in the Bible regarding the end times. But the end times are a fulfillment of prophecy spoken in many of the books of the Bible, specifically going back to the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, the book of Zechariah, the book of Joel, and the book of Amos. All of these books speak about the end times. Isaiah does, and Ezekiel. All of these books speak about the end times. And I believe specifically when Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross, shed his precious blood, that the clock for the end times began to tick at that time. The countdown to the final end time scenario, which I believe occurred in 1948, the final kickoff of the end time scenario, the clock that God has for us to look at here on this earth, that kicked off in 1948 when the nation of Israel was instigated or brought back together to be in their homeland in Israel. The Jewish people were brought back from nations all over the earth, mostly as a result of World War II, when the Holocaust wiped out many of the Jewish people, 6 million just in Germany alone. And so I believe that the end times now is in the final stages. We're in the 11th hour. And so Jesus could come back at any time. He doesn't know the day or the hour himself. He's waiting on the Father to give him instruction. And so even Jesus said, I don't know the day or the hour. Matthew 24 in verse 35, that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, he's speaking of the end time when things pass away. He says, of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. And so, just as in the days of Noah, there was so much corruption that the Lord sent a flood to wipe out the whole earth except for Noah and his family, just as in the days of Noah, the corruption will be immense. The corruption will be engulfing the whole world, and certainly it is. I know here in Kenya, the corruption is beyond description. You can't even start to describe how all the corruption has taken over the government and taking over the lives of the people and keeping them in poverty. And so this will be a hallmark that the days of Noah, which you can read about in Genesis chapter 6, the days of Noah, as God looked upon the earth, it says he repented, or he was sorry that he made man upon the earth, because everything was full of corruption, that is decay and destruction and violence and death. All of that is now evident and a hallmark of the times we are in. And so Jesus says, no one knows the day or the hour. The Father is going to send Jesus back at that time. He will gather up the church in the rapture. He will take those believers who know Jesus Christ and have confessed him as Lord and Savior. He will take them first, and then he will, those of us who are alive and remain, first he will take those who are in the grave, and then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with the Lord, and we shall always be with him. We will go with him to heaven for the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we will be caught up with him to go with him and to sit down with him and sup with him at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Well, in Matthew 24, Jesus is coming out of the temple with the disciples, and he says at some point in time, all of the stones of this temple are going to be torn down, and there will be no stone left here upon one another, and they shall all be thrown down. In verse 3, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, Jesus, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, we certainly see wars and rumors of wars. 1941, the World War II was supposed to be. The United States didn't come into it right away as Hitler was taking over Europe. The U.S. didn't come into it right away, but when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, then we were drawn into the war. And that was supposed to be World War I and World War II were supposed to be the wars that end all wars. They engulf just about many of the modern nations of the world, many of the industrial nations of the world. And yet we see that those wars did not end all wars. We had the Vietnam War, we had the Gulf War, we had Desert Storm. And even today, Kenya is fighting a war with Al-Shabaab, primarily from Somalia, and Nigeria is fighting a war from insurgents, the terrorists of Boko Haram, and so wars have not ended. They have continued even up until this day. There's a war going on with China, I believe, that may culminate someday in a shooting war or in a war of great calamity and great destruction. And so Jesus said, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See to it that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, the only way that you can see to it that you're not troubled is to get your focus on Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my peace I bring unto you, not as the world brings, do I bring unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Beloved, you will not have peace on this earth if you don't have your eyes focused on Jesus. You will not have peace. You will not have comfort. Every time some event like Corona or some flood or earthquake or famine comes along, you are going to be extremely troubled. You're going to be extremely distraught. And as we get closer to the end days of the end days, these events are going to be more frequent. I'll be talking here just a minute about birth pangs, but these events will be more frequent, and it's going to be very easy for people to get down and get depressed and get discouraged. You're not going to see much hope out there in the world, and when you are in famine, you are not going to be in a very good situation. And these things will be coming more frequent, and they will be coming a part of everyday life. And somebody said, this is the new normal. Well, yes, it is. And the new normal spoke to me years ago when the Times Square bombing happened in New York City. And the Lord said, this will be the new normal, this type of chaos, this type of calamity, this type of stress and duress will be commonplace on the earth. Well, in verse 7, Jesus says, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Well, in Kenya, we already have famine. I spoke a few weeks ago about a dream the Lord gave me back in 2009 when I was in Costa Rica that famine was going to be coming. Well, it's in many places on the earth right now. People have become, in this lockdown situation, people have become out of food. They have become out of work, out of money, out of food. And so we have famine gripping the land here in Kenya, not just as a result of the coronavirus, but also we have locusts now in 20 counties in east and northern Kenya. Thank God, praise the Lord, they haven't come out here to West Kenya yet, but many, many thousands and thousands of acres of farmland and vegetation have been chewed up by the locusts, and they have not been curtailed. There has been a spraying program, but it has had limited effect and limited impact on them. And so already in Kenya, we have famine, pestilence. The coronavirus hasn't hit Kenya too hard in terms of death and illness. In the whole country, there's been less than 30 people now die of coronavirus. But in the United States, you have at this point 75,000 deaths. And so these pestilences, including HIV, even in Kenya today, one out of every 20 people is HIV positive and taking HIV preventive drugs or HIV treatment drugs. And so at one point in time, some of the African nations, 10 to 15% of the people were HIV positive and were dying of AIDS and HIV. And so these pestilences are becoming commonplace. They will be commonplace in the days ahead. And Jesus said there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Well, beloved, I hate to give you the news, but just a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me a dream. And in the dream, I was being shaken. I was in an earthquake, and it was in the United States of America. It wasn't in Africa. And so I believe that there will be earthquakes coming. I don't know when, but I would say get some food stored up, get some water stored up, make some preparations, because the food supply chain, as you see in this coronavirus, the food supply chain is trying to break. Meatpacking plants are closing down. Chicken and pork processing plants are closing down. And so this will be part of the new normal. This will be part of the end time scenario. And I believe that these earthquakes are going to be very destructive. We haven't had a very destructive earthquake in America since ones in California back 20, 30 years ago. But I believe you're going to see a very destructive earthquake in the not too distant future. And the supply chain of food and all of the necessary items you need to live, maybe even gasoline, could be seriously disrupted. And so prepare yourself so that you can make accommodations, you can adapt to these types of situations, and you can help people, not be a burden on people, but you can help people make it through these situations. I'm going to read an excerpt from my latest published book called Prophecies for America by Jim Rao. If you don't have this book, I would highly recommend that you get it. And you can get it from Amazon.com, Prophecies, Prophecies for America. And you can get it from Amazon.com, and they'll deliver it to you within just a few days. But I'm going to read an excerpt. This is a dream the Lord gave me back years ago, but it has to do with the break in the supply chain of the food. And on page 19, in scene 2 of the dream, I was standing in front of a dough roller That is dough as in D-O-U-G-H, bread dough, roller, similar to the kind seen in pizza parlors all over America. As the dough was going through the roller, I was pulling out a long chain of it as it was getting ready to make a huge pizza crust. Suddenly, the dough chain began to break into pieces and fall to the ground. I reached forward to catch it, but could not keep it from falling in front of me. I was frantic to stop it from breaking and falling, but could not. And the Lord was showing me that the food supply chain was going to break, and no one was going to be able to stop it. Anyone who knows about the food supply chain in America knows about the vulnerable links. The chain all hinges on food being trucked from thousands of miles away in places like California, Mexico, and Central America. Each grocery store is stocked on a day-by-day basis, predicated on just-in-time delivery. If any drought, famine, or calamity would happen to strike, the stores would quickly run out of food, and people who don't have any food stored up would be starving in just a short time. Well, that's just a short excerpt from one of the dreams the Lord gave me, and I recorded them I was in Costa Rica at the time. I recorded them in a journal and then put them into this book, Prophecies for America. And so you notice just in the last week, the president has signed an executive order to see to it that the meatpacking plants and the processing plants for meat would stay open, because he was afraid that the food supply chain was going to break irreparably. And so this is a fulfillment of prophecy, and it can get much worse, beloved. So again, I say store up a little bit of food, enough to last you through a calamity of a few months, and prepare yourself for the days ahead, because this type of thing is going to be a normal occurrence in the days ahead. Well, beloved, we have here in Kenya a very short food supply chain that is short in distance, and all the food comes from local enterprises. Just about all the food comes from local enterprises, local farms, local suppliers. There's very little processed food. There's two big grocery stores, big by Kenya standards, here in town, but not too many people shop in them. And so they don't buy too much processed foods. They grow maize on their farms, they grow beans, they grow vegetables, they have chicken, they have eggs, and the beef comes from local beef producers right around here. It's butchered here in Mumias in a local butchery, and then distributed to the little retail butcheries all around the town. And so the food supply chain here is actually in a better condition and a better situation for dealing with something like coronavirus than it is in America, where food has to be trucked such great distances, and the butchering and the processing of meats and pork and all that is in the hands of just a very few people. Well, back to Matthew 24, and in verse 8, Jesus says, "All these are the beginning of sorrows," or some translations say, "the beginning of birth pangs." Well, you ladies out there, you know that when the birth pangs start, they're very far apart, they're very mild, people don't get too excited, you know that something is coming, you know something is imminent. But when the birth pangs start to get closer together, then you make sure you're in place to deliver that baby. You make sure you're in place either in the hospital or with a midwife to deliver that baby, because as the birth pangs get more intense and they get closer together, the pain becomes greater, the intensity becomes higher, and soon after that, it's time to push the baby out. It's time to birth that baby. And that is what is going on here in the kingdom. There is a birthing coming. It's a birthing of a new heaven and a new earth. It's a birthing of a new creation, you might say. The old will pass away by fire, and Jesus is going to come back. He's going to gather up the church. He's going to rapture the saints out of here. The dead in Christ shall go first, and those of us who are alive and remain then shall be caught up together with the Lord, and we shall always be with the Lord. And so thereby encourage each other with these words. And so the beginning of sorrows, or the beginning of birth pangs, is here, and they will become more intense. Beloved, if you don't have your feet on the rock, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can change that situation today. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives." And so as Jesus wants to give you peace, he wants to give you salvation, he wants to give you the blessing that comes from walking in the kingdom day by day and walking with him and having the Holy Spirit to guide you and counsel you as these situations become more intense and more frequent in the days ahead. Well, verse 9, I'm going to finish up this passage here. Verse 9, "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake." Well, beloved, do you know that in America there's been a great turning in the last generation, the last 30 years? People have turned away from the Lord. Christians are now persecuted. Christians are now mocked openly. The devil has a stronghold in America in many ways, a stronghold so that people of faith are somewhat ridiculed, somewhat mocked, somewhat marginalized. And so this coronavirus has brought that out, as now people are gathering in businesses, they're gathering in grocery stores, but they're still not allowed to gather in churches. And so what is becoming of the kingdom of God in America? Well, in verse 10, Jesus says, "And many will be offended, and they will betray one another and hate one another." You know, we are a prickly society. Everybody is offended. Everybody, any little slight having to do with race, religion, or personal space. Now people go to college, they go to get personal space at a university of their choice. They don't want to be offended. They don't want anybody to challenge their views. They don't want anybody to speak any words against them or their viewpoint, no matter how crazy it is. And they certainly don't want to hear the truth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the truth of the gospel. And so many will be offended. Wear the wrong t-shirt and you will offend somebody. Speak the wrong word, you will offend somebody. Beloved, I've been on the radio for 15 years. I've seen some letters, I've seen some comments, I've seen some things happen in my life as a result of the fact I'm on the radio preaching every week. And I know people are offended, but thank God they can turn to another station, I guess, if they have too much offense by the words that I say. Many will be offended, they will betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. I see that here in Kenya, many false prophets. People are running to the false prophets, and they're running to the false prophets on the internet. People that prophesy all kinds of crazy things. And I say there are true prophets. There are prophets of God who hear from God, but there are also false prophets running around and prophesying all kinds of crazy things, like Jesus is coming back on such and such a day. That's a false prophecy right there. And so beware of false prophets. Get your nose in the book. Get your nose in the scripture. Start studying God's word. And then you can recognize and you can see the fakes and the counterfeits when they show up. Many false prophets will rise and they will deceive many. Lawlessness will abound. The love of many will grow cold. Well, we see that now. The love of many is growing cold. People have a hard time loving each other. They have a hard time reaching out to each other. Everybody is closed in, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally. And because lawlessness will abound, I see this here in Kenya, there's lynchings, there's beheadings, there's all kinds of craziness. The violence that erupts here, it just comes at a moment's notice, and it's spontaneous, instantaneous, and it's always there right under the surface of every situation. The love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Our salvation doesn't come from our works. It's not that we're enduring to the end so that we can do more great works for the kingdom. That's not what he's speaking about. It's just that you have to stay in your faith. You have to stay in your faith, and you have to keep crying out to the Lord. Your confession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior determines your salvation. But you have to reconfess that. You have to redetermine that. You have to reestablish that every single day. Because the devil will try to take you away from your salvation. The devil will try to get you to go back against your gifts, your spiritual gifts. The devil will try in every way possible to get you to turn against the Lord. And he will never let you go without a fight. He will never let you go without trying to take you away from your walk and your destiny with the Lord. Well, beloved, I'm going to have to close here. We may take up some more of this next week, but I appreciate you listening today. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We invite you to partner with this ministry. Sit down, write us out a letter. Let us know that you are listening. Let us know you appreciate these broadcasts. Make a donation. Pray for us, and you will be blessed. We will be blessed. And the kingdom of God can go forward, not only with these broadcasts, but with the projects we have here in Africa. God bless you. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.